Hello, everybody. Welcome to VSpeaks, Conversations with Heart and Soul. I'm your host, Lisa Burwell, and I am very excited today to have a lively conversation with Leslie Simon, who I met most recently about 6 months ago. She is hailing from a career in Nashville as a record producer. She is a realtor here on our beautiful beaches of 30A with a gorgeous home in Alice Beach, a businesswoman, an interior designer. And I had the pleasure of walking through her beautiful home. Leslie Simon, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Lisa. It's so nice to be with you. I wish I was with you in person today, but I'm just glad to be able to have the time to visit with you today.
I am so happy that we get to see each other. I can't wait to see you face to face in real life. Might you be here next week? Because we have a book signing Saturday for Cook at Fawnville.
Not back until Monday, but I'm hoping that I'll get to see you when I'm down.
Well, on Wednesday, we have another book signing at Bud and Alley. So if you come down on Monday, then maybe you can come to the Bud and Alley's book signing, but hopefully see each other real soon. So your background is, you know, sort of movie-like, the trajectory of how you got into the music business and working with all the major record labels. And I will start from the beginning in something I didn't know, I don't think about you, where after you graduated from college, you were a nanny for a race car driver, and somehow that got you into the fantastical world of the race car driving community, which I'd love to hear more about. And then somehow how that segued you into the music industry. I'll let you take it from here. It sounds like an amazing story.
You know, I graduated from the University of Alabama with a degree in accounting. And I knew before I graduated that I did not want to be an accountant. So I started getting creative because my parents made it very clear that I was on my own after college. So I had the opportunity to go be a live-in nanny for a top fuel driver, Jim Head. He's actually a funny car driver now, and was introduced to the racing circuit, which I knew absolutely nothing about. And it was just a really fun year. I had a precious little girl who's now an adult that I took care of. And it was a great experience. It really taught me about marketing in the sports and entertainment world, which was something I wasn't familiar with at all. And so the transition for me, and I took that job for a year. I mean, that's not something that I wanted to do longer than that, but I loved the experience of it and I loved the family. But then after, I decided to move to Nashville because I really wanted to be in the entertainment business. And for me, Nashville was just felt like the easiest way to do that and to also stay comfortable in the South. I grew up in Montgomery, Alabama. And so I didn't want to go to New York or LA at the time. I wanted to be close to home, and my mother's from Nashville. So I had a lot of family there who were there to support me and help me as a young 20-something year old. And So I went to work for a temp agency as their marketing person. And from there, I ended up going to work for RCA Label Group. I started as a temp and was hired within a couple of weeks to be an assistant to the head of sales, and then worked my way up through the record label system, which is a bit different. There's, you know, there are different sides of the music industry. There's the creative side, there's the label side, there's, you know, publicity, there's the music recording side, producing. I was on the label side, and I did go work for an artist for a little bit, and then I came back to the label side and actually came back to RCA Label Group, which had then become BMG, and you see these companies merge all the time. That entity is now Sony Music Nashville. And it has just been a fabulous, you know, point in my life to have that career. I ended up, after years of being in the promotion world, as the VP of promotion for Arista Records Nashville. And then from there, I went on to work with Garth and Trisha. They each have their own record labels, and I was the GM of their record label before I retired from the business in 2022.
Wow. That was a lifestyle that you lived for a while before segueing to what you're doing now. And was it hard to, do that? Or had you put in the years and experienced all there was to experience that you were okay with going on to the next chapter of your life?
I really just am such a believer that everything in life happens for a reason and things come your way at the right time. I absolutely loved my time and my career in the music business. I loved the artists that I worked with, the people that I worked with in the industry. It was really a fantastic experience. And when COVID hit, well, let me back up a little bit. When I went to work for Garth and Trisha in 2016, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in the spring of 2017 or the summer of 2017. So I had really only worked with them for about 6 to 8 months when I was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, definitely slowed me down a little bit, but what kept me feeling normal through the surgery and the treatment and all of that was being able to work and going back to work when I felt healthy enough. So I went into remission in 2018, the beginning of 2018, and kept working and just, you know, loved being out on the road, loved everything that we were doing on the promotion and marketing side with both of their, they had multiple albums while I was there. So that was just great. We had such a wonderful experience. When COVID hit, you know, the music business really slowed down significantly. I mean, all of our tours had to stop. We weren't traveling anymore. It is not my nature to just sit. And so my husband and I came down to our home. We had a home in Seagrove that we had just completed in 2018 in a wonderful little community called Seanest Village. And so we came and lived down here at the beginning of COVID, and just out of passion for real estate, I got my real estate license and started doing real estate while I was still doing the music stuff. And then I also partnered with my best friend and interior designer in an interior design firm called Colgan Simon. So we started all of that in 2020 when I think the world just opened up to new opportunities because we were all staying at home. And that's really when the transition started.
Uh-huh. So that seemed like a natural ebb and flow, like everybody else was going through too. I was so into it and focused to survive that I really did not pay attention to COVID. It was just something I didn't let in. Only until maybe, if I'm really honest with myself, about 6 or 8 months ago, I went, oh, COVID. Okay. I didn't deal with COVID. I'm going to have to deal with it a little bit now. That was crazy. And then it was delayed reaction for me. And then it gave me a better understanding when I looked back on the 3 years prior when, you know, a lot of people at different times were going through really hard things because it was very unsettling. And I hadn't experienced it. And I thought, oh, I don't know why. Anyway, it caught up to me. And I went, well, that was really hard. And it was hard. But a lot of us survived and reimagined everything. But it was a big deal, you know. And yeah, if you could pivot like you did and then end up doing another passion business or two that you're good at and you like from what you were doing before, you know, that's a huge blessing. And this is a beautiful area to live in. It's safe. It has a feeling of safety, even when a lot of madness is going on in the rest of the world. And that's how I felt during the pandemic, which I think a lot of us did, that sort of sought refuge here and understood the absolutely beautiful place that we live in. In researching a little bit, getting ready to interview you, Leslie, I didn't know your first stop here with the house was in Seagrove. Do you still have that house?
We sold that house in the fall.
Oh, you did.
Before we moved into the new house in Alice, yeah.
Okay, great. And how long did your gorgeous home that I've been in Alice take to build? Because that's a really large, beautiful home.
It took the design build process together was just over 3 years. So it was probably 3 years and a couple of months. And, you know, we're still in punch list trying to get things finished. But it was really such a wonderful, it was really fun and wonderful to do with my husband. And my business partner, Tyler, and getting to collaborate on this home together was really, really exciting. It was so fun, I think, for Tyler and I in our business to get to be just creative in such a unique way. Because one thing that Tyler is an incredible interior designer, and one of her best qualities is being able to really understand the client and making the client's home their home. Instead of it looking like a Tyler Colgan home, it looks like the client's home, and they're all very unique. And so Robert and I came into the process just with some different hits on what we wanted to do and some minimalistic, but really warm and fabulous lines, you know, Italian lines and just different interiors, a lot of custom furniture, things that we had kind of curated a love for over our travels and our time together. We've been married for 10 years this year. And so, you know, we really both have a love of design and interiors and homes. And so being able to put that together with two people who we trust and who really know us, it was just so much fun.
Well, and your house is the culmination of that project together, right? The two of
yes.
you. Yes. And your artwork is just spectacular in that home, as well as your tile. And your outdoor space is some of the largest outdoor space I've seen. And you had told me that it's very important to you. And that courtyard there with the space that you have is really a magical hideaway in the midst of gorgeous Alice Beach, but there's also so much privacy there.
So about 40% of our lot, we dedicated to outdoor living. So we have an outdoor dining terrace. And then just south of that is the enclosed west porch that my husband affectionately named The Last Call. And then just south of that is the pool and pool loggia, master terrace. And then you move into the cabana, a fire pit area, and then cabana and grill area. So the entire west side of our home is outdoor living. And we're right on Turtle Bell Park, which is really, really beautiful. So when you're sitting out at the pool, you get all that gorgeous afternoon sun, and you're looking at the greenery of Turtle Bell Park. And, you know, I really have to credit my husband for his vision in choosing that specific lot. And then our architects, Merrill Pastor and Colgan, you know, they came to us with 6 or 8 schematics in the beginning, and they were all very, very different. And the one that I did not think I would go with is actually the one that we decided on. It really lives like an entertaining home, but can be completely private and quiet, and no one even can tell that you're there. And I love all of those things about it.
And did you ever end up having a big family celebration there in the home?
We moved into the house November 7th and had 22 people for Thanksgiving Day.
That's good. Well, it looked almost dinner ready when I was there, but you had a few things to do, but it looked like it was ready to receive company and enjoy your beautiful place that you created. Kudos to you. It's a stunning home. Were you featured in the Alice Gazette also, your home? Or did Alice?
Yes.
Yes, you were. What issue was that?
That was the issue that just came out at Wine Festival. So I think it was the 20th anniversary issue of it. Yeah, so it just came out. It was a really lovely piece that they did. And Julia, Kate, and Anne came and looked at the home right after we moved in and just asked if we'd be interested in doing it. And, you know, Alice is really the beach in general, but really Alice has become such a respite, especially as I've had the continued treatment. I did come out of remission in 2021 and went back into pretty hardcore chemo. So I have stage 4 cancer all over my body. And so I'm constantly, I'm coming back to Birmingham to do treatment. And then I go back home to the beach. to really recover and have a respite and to work, because work really is a respite for me. So when you combine working and being in the community of, on 30A, it really just is magical. And for me, I can't imagine trying to sustain the maintenance of this disease without having something that I can really put my attention on, that I love. And, you know, my home and my work and our community are all of those things. And, you know, just being able to get out and be in nature and walk on the beach in the morning, or, you know, out on the nature preserve. I mean, all of those things really fill me up and help heal after I go through treatment.
So one, I'm so sorry that you are battling this, but as I've told you before, I don't think I've ever seen anyone go through something like what you're going through with such faith, grace, strength, and elegance. It's unbelievable. I just can't believe like the testament to being courageous and strong that you are. I think you texted me about 4 weeks ago. You thought that you may have got good news with, you know, some new treatments. Is that in play right now?
Yeah. So my cancer is kind of mutated a little, but there are different segments of it that have different characteristics. And so we have been treating it as triple negative breast cancer for the last 3 years. And this most recent biopsy showed us that there were parts of it that are 100% estrogen positive, which means there are more options for treatment. And so the reason I'm in Birmingham today and I'm not down at the beach in your beautiful studio is because we just started that treatment 4 days ago. And so we just want to make sure that I manage the side effects well and that we don't have any complications before I leave town. But, you know, first of all, thank you so much for those kind words. I think, you know, one thing that the first round of cancer showed me is we just are only here for a certain amount of time. And so whatever that time is, you know, you really have to make the most of it. And while, you know, yes, I have a terminal disease, you know, I'm still living life very normally. I mean, I travel, I work, I have two homes. I just moved into a new home in Birmingham. I moved into a new home in Florida in November. So, I mean, you know, there's always somebody who is in a worse situation, and there's always somebody who's in a better situation. I mean, just this week with what we saw with the shark attacks on 30A, I mean, you know, the girls are from Mountain Brook, where we live here in Birmingham. And, you know, seeing what those families are going through right now, I'm just so grateful that, you know, I'm stable and I'm able to, you know, live and function. And, you know, I also really do believe seeing the response of these families in this horrific, traumatic time, if that doesn't give us strength and, you know, if they can be this strong and have such a powerful faith in the midst of this kind of a traumatic experience, we all should be able to find that. And so, you know, my cancer is just a part of my journey, but it doesn't define me. You know, none of us know how long we are on this planet. And so we just have to make the most of it and enjoy life and, you know, do good and be kind and, you know, just try to make the world a better place while you're here.
Yes. Well, I can totally relate to that. I agree with you that so many things that go wrong in your life, including sickness, can end up being a blessing to redirect you on bigger picture of life, walking in immense gratitude, understanding that life is short for all of us, not just people who are battling a specific illness. And obviously we have a lot in common in the fact that I too am a survivor from 26 years ago. And that was the big gift and takeaway for me, which on one hand, you know, you can like it. On another hand, what it did for me was it just made me very courageous and to be able to go for kind of anything that I felt like going for with great gusto. Because when you battle and survive something so scary, like possibly losing your life, and then you come out of that, you will live life much more fully and purposefully, and you will love it more because it was possibly going to be taken away from you. So it can be so good. Now, that said, in your case, because I am not one of the people that thinks that anything wrong is going to happen to you and have been rooting for you since the moment that we met and continue to believe and have faith that, like me, you too are going to be living for a very, very long time. So, well, I mean, I believe, you know, I believe it, and you know that I'm just waiting for the magical, wonderful day when you can just say it's gone again. It happened once, you know, I mean, look at the reality of that. You went into remission once, you can go into full-blown forever remission twice. So
anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Yes. And you are a living example of that. I know you do a million things, but I will have to say, in all honesty, the fact that you're also telling me you moved into another house in Birmingham is a little mind-blowing for me to wrap my head around. Like,
we moved this past week. We just finished on Sunday. Actually, the gentleman who helps with all of the hanging of my art in my home is coming over here next. So he'll be here to hang the art today.
You know, you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing. One passion for life, but you have to have a passion for creating spaces and places with your homes and the interiors. I mean, you really can tell that you live and breathe it and you love it. And that's really great, because I can imagine when you were in the music industry, you were full on like you are now, and you were giving that everything that you had. You're a driven and passionate person that is going to give your all to anything that you're doing. And everyone isn't made like you. And it's very nice to see and to watch you just make it all happen. It's really beautiful.
I feel very lucky to be surrounded by incredible creative people. You know, Tyler is the, I always say, Tyler's the interior designer. I'm the business side. In the music industry, our artists and, you know, our A&R people and the producers, they were the creatives. I was the business side. But it's really fun to be able to make careers out of businesses and out of art that I'm so passionate about, whether it's interiors, homes, music. I mean, and for me, you know, being able to work with Tyler on the design side and with Stacy Wright and Tyler on the real estate side to help other people find, you know, their perfect respite and their beautiful home, and then, you know, help them to tweak it to really make it their own. I just couldn't be given a greater gift at this stage in my life than to be able to do that. You know, I miss my friends in the music business. But just with the physicality, it wasn't realistic for me to be able to travel and work at the pace that in the music business that I worked, where I worked for so many years. And so being able to transition into, you know, two other really synchronistic occupations that I love so much has just been a gift that I go, how did I get so lucky to be able to do this? And to be able to do real estate on 30A is just fantastic. I mean, you're surrounded by these absolutely beautiful homes, and, you know, you get to help people find a place to come and either create their second home, or, you know, they're having a pivot in their life and they're deciding that they want to move to the beach. And I get it. That's exactly what I did, you know, after COVID. I just said, or during COVID, I said, I want to live in Florida. We were down here and I said, this is where I want to live. I don't want to leave. And, mm-hmm. and I love our home in Birmingham as well, but, you know, we're so close. We're only 4 hours from the beach, and being able to live and work in a place where you get to help people's, you know, dreams come true of having that respite. I know how important it has been for me to have the respite, and so to be able to help other people do that, and also just to get to see all the beautiful design and architecture, it just is, there's nothing like it.
There isn't anything like it, for sure. Leslie, let's tell the audience that you're with Corcoran Reverie.
Yes. Yep.
Under their flag. And you have a beautiful listing right now in Carillon Beach, just about, what is it, 3 miles? Is it even 3 miles away from Alice Beach? Something like that, right?
I mean, it's about a 6 minute drive from my house in Alice down to Carillon. It is an absolutely stunning Gulf front property. It has 197 feet of frontage, over 6,000 feet, completely remodeled. They had a fabulous interior designer out of Lafayette, Louisiana, that come in, and Jennifer DeSorbo is her name. And she just did a fantastic job. So this house just lives it so beautifully. It's 7 bedrooms. It has an office with glass doors so you can work and look at the water. It's just a really stunning, special home, you know, that can either be a second home or a primary home, or it can be an investment property. And so the sellers are dear friends, and it's been incredible to watch them transform this house into what they've made it. But also, you know, to be able to have this listing and share it with people is pretty special.
And Carillon Beach, in my opinion, is somewhat of an unknown and or a diamond in the rough. And I absolutely love it because my in-laws had built a home there. My husband was the architect on the water many years ago. And we got married in the little chapel there. Oh. It's a very, very charming community that I love from way back when. And I wish a few more people knew about this very, very special place that is Carillon Beach. And I think it is having its time right now. I hear a lot more about Carillon Beach. I know there is a beautifully planned downtown with, you know, retail and restaurants. It's very charming, overlooking the lake, and then condos overlooking the Gulf and the lake. And they're going under a big reimagining project with all of the downtown. When that is completed, I would say that's sort of like the final touches of making that community an absolutely perfect community as well. As like all our other, you know, new urbanism communities, just minutes down the road, Rosemary, Alice, and even Seaside. I mean, it was birthed on the new urbanism principles of town making as well. And that has its definite place in the marketplace and front and center in people's mind about what that means. And if our community and the people that we know come here could understand that from way back when, Carillon Beach was and is still part of that new urbanism community. I think the blinders are coming off some people, and it's getting a new look at absolutely how great it is.
Well, and it's, you know, it's gated, which is really, really nice. You know, for this property, 197 feet of frontage is just such a rarity down here. There are not many properties in Walton and Bay County combined that have that much frontage for a single home. So, you know, that's really, really special. I think the opportunity from a pricing perspective of Carillon versus, you know, 30A certainly makes it incredibly attractive. But it is just a precious community. And, you know, what I always say about the 30A area, we are so lucky that we have all of these different communities that really you know, cater to different tastes and different personalities and different lifestyles. And they're all, you know, there's similarities in them, but you can really find whatever is yours, whatever really fits you and your family and your personality. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've loved the most. We absolutely, I just thought my time in CNS Village was just fantastic. You know, it was this precious gated community. I loved all of our neighbors. You know, moving into Alice, we feel the same way. Some of my very best friends in the world are our neighbors in Alice Beach. And, you know, some of those people we've only known for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. And that's pretty special that, you know, you really do create such a community in the place that you live down here, and that we have the opportunity to do that. And then Caroline is its own version of that. So, you know, it's really fun to see any new development kind of start to get just a new life. And I completely agree with you that Caroline is really starting to do that right now. And I'm really excited, not only for the sellers, because I've seen how they transformed this property. And I mean, the property was only, it was built in 2019. And so, I mean, it's still very new, but they just put their stunning spin on it. And every time I'm there, I just want to open all of the front doors and feel that Gulf air come in. It's really a very special place.
That beach is beautiful, you know, and it's very beautiful. Underpopulated, but it's a large
private
beach. It's really beautiful. I didn't know it was new. That, like, 2019, that's new. That's good.
The community is not that new, but this home is,
The home is new. Yeah.
This home is new.
What is the name? Are they still naming all of the homes?
The name is one of, there's two, there's the carriage house and the main house. I think it's Casamigos, and I can't remember the name. It's fun to have a name of a house. My husband had to name our porch. We have the house name and a porch name.
Yeah, awesome. So awesome. So, you'll be here soon, and that's great. And hopefully, are you going to have an open house? I think you and I briefly talked about that one of the last times we spoke, about maybe doing an open house there.
We can't do just an open house in Caroline, but we can do, you know, we could have some brokers come in and visit the property, and brokers can bring their clients with them, which I think would be a really lovely way for people to see it. It is such a special property. It's really, really fun. And then we also have additional listings in Alice Beach right now. We have some fantastic property at 285 North Somerset, which is one of the most unique properties that I've ever seen in Alice. It's actually right on Lake Maryland. Mm-hmm. And the homeowners lived in Italy during their design process. And you really see just this amazing customization that they brought to the home from their travels. I mean, they curated their Zellige tile in Morocco and have a custom color. That's their Office Angulo range is the same custom color that's in the Zellige tile and in the trim of the home. And so, you know, you really see how you can make such intricate and specific choices to customize a home at a level that is just absolutely unbelievable. So it's really fun to have a variety of listings, to have the Gulf Front in Caroline and to have the Lake Maryland property in Alice. We have another really special property in Alice that's coming to market at 57 North Castle Harbor. And it has views of the Gulf. It's just past George's on the left-hand side. And it has views of the Gulf from this roof terrace that is just absolutely divine. So lots of fun to have these new properties to share with people looking down at the beach.
Awesome. That's great. I love that you have some. So how fun is that to live in Alice and then be able to just like walk through the neighborhood and meet your potential new customers?
So fun. And you know what's really fun is we just sold listing for some friends on North Castle Harbor and met the buyers. We represented the sellers, and the buyers have now become friends because they're our neighbors. And it's, you know, with Alice being only 18 to 20% of a rental community, I mean, over 80% of the people are homeowners, and you really do feel this amazing sense of community and friendship, which I'm so grateful for.
Yeah, that's amazing, because that's very organic. It's not like the development is deciding on how much rental property can be put on the market. And that is a huge testament to the community that's been built and that they want to keep it that way. And that's going to probably, that will preserve the community for many years to come, that property has a limited amount of rental property. So it keeps it private in a way, special, or let's just say VIP. It's really, really beautiful. Well, we will put up on the screen your contact information so that people can get in touch with you directly when they see and or watch the podcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here and telling your story and being very authentic and thoughtful and just a testament, an inspiration. Leslie, you really are an inspiration. And I'm happy. You're welcome. And I'm happy to know you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you soon and going to see the house in Carillon too, in person when you get here. I would like to see that in person for sure.
Lisa, thank you so much for having me. I love seeing your face. I love your energy. I love what you're doing with the, and it's just so nice to get to have this time with you today. I can't wait for it to be in person. So we will definitely go to our Carillon when I get back next week. And I look forward to your book signing as well at Bud and Alley.
Oh, good. Thank you, Leslie. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening and or watching. I hope you were as inspired as I continue to be, knowing Leslie Simon. Everyone, have a great day. Enjoy life. Be happy. Bye.